Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, with your host, DJ Ace, this is Cinema Wars! And welcome to the first round of Season 2 of Cinema Wars, or rather, the second Cinema War! We're starting this all semester long this semester, and I'll be hosting DJ Ace, that's who I am, and I have before us three men willing to brave the treacherous waters of cinema and film. So, say hello, guys.
Hello, guys.
Okay.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Or rather, say your names.
Oh, your names. Oh, no, like my name. I'm Brad.
I'm Andy.
I'm Bryce.
All right. So, with the first round here, it only makes sense to bring up this question because it's a new year. So that means we had a whole year of some great movies, some bad movies, but we're going to talk about the best movies. So the question is best movie of 2015. So, not Bryce.
Man, I wanted it.
It's like Bryce, but better.
Yeah, it's Brad. What did you pick?
Well, I think the answer is obvious, Aaron. Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Oh, okay, we're done. Let's go.
All right. See you guys.
I don't know about that one.
All right, what you got?
Andy, what you got?
All right. Don't you think that that's like a shot for shot, like same thing as The Empire Strikes Back?
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay. You can rip
we'll
me apart later.
We'll get to the arguing. What did you pick, though?
All right, I picked Mad Max Fury Road.
Ooh. Mad Max. Love both of them. All right, Bryce, what do you got for me?
I got to tell you, I'm straight out of Compton.
All right. Interesting choice.
I will admit, I did not see Straight Outta Compton. I've seen these two, but I'm judging on creativity and argument. So, let loose, guys.
All right, so obviously, Straight Outta Compton is number one.
Obviously.
88% rating on Rotten Tomatoes, which we all know is a great way to rate a movie.
Okay, except that Star Wars got like a 92.
Mad Max is way higher, like 97.
I want to see. You're going to have to pull this up
for me.
I don't
know if it's
97. It was at one point. I'll tell you that.
So Straight Outta Compton is about NWA, 1988 is when they started. Mm-hmm. And the movie did a fantastic job of showing everybody coming up and then just getting together and becoming the musicians and the rappers that we all know they are. And even to this day, everybody still knows a little bit out of NWA and knows some of the songs by NWA. So obviously, that's number one.
Okay. All right. Let me pull up the thing. Oh, there we go.
You're looking for Star Wars there?
Yeah, it was.
I'll look it up, Brad. You keep going.
All right. Straight Outta Compton. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. But the best movie of 2015? Please. I'd put that under The Avengers. I'd put that under Ant-Man. It's a great movie, but it's a biopic. It's not about... Movies are about escapism. Movies are about going to a place and not having to be reminded of all the stuff, all the terrible, annoying, stressful stuff that's going on in your life. And nothing does that better than Star Wars The Force Awakens. And on top of that, it's got a African-American and a female lead, which is just crazy when you think about it. Hollywood
I just
history.
Want to point this out. There's four African-American leads in Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, but they're all dudes.
Yeah, but about Star Wars.
And it's a biopic.
I meant to say this earlier. Don't you think that Star Wars The Force Awakens is pretty much a copy of A New Hope?
No.
The story.
I in no way think that.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because there's been so many comparisons on
that. So many comparisons because they're in the same film. Same film franchise, rather.
Well, yes, but wouldn't you say that, like, Luke
that
Skywalker...
Rey is the same as Luke? No. One, she's female. Two, she doesn't buy...
He's Yoda. He's Yoda in this film, pretty much.
Luke is Yoda?
Because she's training Rey.
We don't know that he's going to train Rey.
He just looked at her.
It's entirely possible that he'll be like, no, I don't want to train you. Go away. And she will go away.
Okay. What about the Death Stars being using those lasers to destroy the planets. That happened in
It's very similar, but that's purposeful. Because Kylo Ren is trying to copy Darth Vader, except on a better, larger scale.
I just gotta say,
actually done artfully.
Okay. Okay.
But I mean, if you're gonna make a villain such as Kylo Ren, make him a little more handsomer when he took his mask off. I'm sorry, that like ruined part of that movie for me. When he took his mask off, I was like, okay, I can't look. It looks like a 12-year-old up there.
That's,
and it, like, it lost its charm. The evil villain there just kind of lost its charm.
But that's the other thing, is that we see Kylo Ren's face in this film. We don't see Darth Vader's face until we see the back of his head, I think, in one of the originals.
In the second one, yeah.
In the second one. We don't see the front of his face until the third movie of the right? Yes?
Yeah, and that's when he's about to die.
Yeah, right when he's about to die, they finally take off his head, and it's this ugly whatever. Arguably uglier than Kylo Ren, but that's a different discussion. Kylo Ren is based on annoying fans. Similar to us. But he's based on fans that have this sort of pretentious... like they think they know the stories and the movies better than the people who were in them do. And so that's why he throws giant tantrums at least twice in the movie. That's why his lightsaber is not nearly as well crafted as some other ones. And that's why he's ugly as well.
Sin?
Yeah, Sin.
Ugly as Sin.
Almost as ugly as Darth
Vader.
Real
quick, Brad, real quick. Well, this is for all you. I went ahead and looked it up. All right, so Star Wars is 93, Mad Max is 97, and Straight Outta Compton is 88. And out of the three of them, only Mad Max has the best movie nomination for the Oscars.
I told all of you, and yes, they did get nominated for the best picture this year.
But
I'm just throwing
these types
of
movies, Star Wars types of movies, never get nominated. There's never been superhero.
The original Star Wars was. It was nominated for Best Picture.
Was it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Back in 1977, I think.
All right. Since the advent of the superhero movie, geek and sci-fi films have not been nominated, despite the fact that they are better, do better in the box office, and are better received by fans and critics. They never get nominated for Golden Globes, for what are we talking about? Emmys,
Oscars.
Thank you. Because they're seen as childish films, so you can't talk about film nominations.
All right, I need to hear more from. I've heard a lot about Star Wars.
You heard a lot about Star Wars. It's the best.
So you brought up trying to get away escapism.
Yeah.
Some people do like to be reminded because they can relate to their own life experiences, and it's nice to see. It's nice to compare where
their own life
experiences
of becoming a famous rapper,
no,
and then breaking up one of the quintessential bands.
The struggle of growing up in poverty, having racism around you, police violence, stuff that is still going on today. It's nice to see and how that was captured, and how while a lot of things have moved along, and the movie shows that, and today, you know, the Ferguson riots and stuff like that going on today is a great example of, you know, exactly what they were trying to do. We're fighting this battle. While, yes, the movie is about them growing up and becoming famous rappers, it's also capturing what happened in Compton, in Southern California.
Well, you know, like, I know how you want to bring up the fact that, you know, they want to bring up the poverty or the darker side of movies, or, like, you just want to go and have a little escapism. But mostly, at least for me, it's just, you know, maybe you want to see a really great action movie. Because with Mad Max, it's not too heavy on the plot, but I don't think that's the thing that matters. Because when you walk into this film, overall, it's like completely crazy. You just have to go in knowing that this movie is going to be completely crazy and not everything is going to make sense at first. But the difference that it makes with Mad Max Fury Road is the fact that these action sequences are like top notch. The whole film is pretty much just one long action scene, and you know, you would think that would be a bit much, but the fact that they have like these down times sometimes, and like they show these emotions like through very little dialogue, and the fact that all these action sequences, when you're watching them, they're all like just beautiful. They're different than anything else that you've ever seen because you get all these wonderful shots of like the cars exploding, and it's all real. It's all practical. It just really adds to the excitement, and it took me on a whole another level for Mad Max Fury Road. So similar to Star Wars, how it has like a bunch of practical effects and everything like that. That's what I enjoy from the films, but I just thought like the action and the whole entire experience from Mad Max Fury Road was a lot better, because I walked out of the film when I first saw it going, wow, just wow, what a great action movie.
And for the record, Mad Max and Star Wars are both up for visual effects as well. Straight Outta Compton is actually nominated for like best biopic.
Yeah,
would make sense.
It's
would
a great
still
drama.
A biopic.
Yeah,
still a biopic.
Still a 2-hour movie.
Still a biopic.
Yeah,
and there's not going to be a Straight Outta Compton 2.
But it doesn't need to be because it was so great the first time.
I mean, the NWA story has kind of ended at that.
I'm just saying, if your movie is so great, why isn't it getting a sequel or two sequels and a bunch of spin-offs?
Because that gets boring after a while.
You're telling me that the Star Wars films are going to get boring?
That's not what I said. I said adding a lot. No, I said adding all the spinoffs to movies can get boring. I didn't say the Star Wars franchise.
I mean, the Star Wars films, they can be good. They are very good as they are. But, you know, they to me, they still feel really similar. You know, like even if they just continue to be similar to everything else, then originality is kind of thrown out the window, don't you think?
All right, let's go through this. What exactly is similar to the original movies with The Force Awakens? Because I've heard this argument before, but I've not heard specific instances.
Okay. The desert planet. I don't remember exact names, but the desert planet. You know how they start on and like...
Okay, so the fact that there are two desert planets. So, and I know what you mean. I don't remember what it's called.
The bad guys, like Kylo Ren, sorry, he's going after the droid to get information, just like R2-D2 had information that he was trying to get to Luke Skywalker, or at least up to somewhere.
To Ben Skywalker, and then to, not, or Ben Kenobi, and then, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, all right, that's fair, but those are both very vague descriptions. The information that R2-D2 is delivering and that BB-8 are delivering are totally different information. That's done that way, I would imagine, specifically so that Kylo Ren has this plot to follow to basically become Darth Vader again. Mm-hmm. And so there's two deserts in the entire galaxy. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Is it too early to spoil anything in the movies? Do we allow that?
Yeah, what are we doing with spoilers?
Well, you've all seen it, so I don't mind.
Oh, okay.
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 Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert.
I think I might have said that at the beginning, too. But
Han Solo's death. Does that not seem familiar to Obi-Wan Kenobi's death?
In no way is it similar. In no way. Han Solo, Ben Kenobi and Darth Vader
Kenobi.
Have...
My bad.
I know what you mean. Ben Kenobi and Darth Vader have a fight, admittedly on a bridge. They have a fight, and Darth Vader wins. And they have history. So Han Solo goes to talk to his son, and they're not fighting. Han Solo is going, and he's standing in front of him, and it's this intense emotional moment, as opposed to a moment of anger and retribution, the way that Anakin, because spoiler alert, Darth Vader is Anakin Skywalker.
Wait a minute.
The way that Anakin and Ben Kenobi have. It's not that relationship. It is a father-son relationship. Han Solo still believes that Ben can be redeemed, and he tries up until the very end. Ben Kenobi does not believe that Darth Vader can be redeemed, and he attempts to kill him. And okay. That makes all the difference.
Bryce, would you like to pitch in anything?
Yes, I'm sorry. We've kind of cut you out of the conversation.
Really, it's been a two-way conversation.
No, this has been really interesting, though, just hearing him about Star Wars.
Yeah, all right. So let's kind of bring this in here. I want to hear...
Rein it in.
Yeah.
I want your opinion on why your movie's better one more time.
The reason...
Real quick.
...that Straight Outta Compton is arguably better. Keyword arguably.
I'm not going to cut you off. Just feel free to go ahead and say it's better.
It's better. Anyways, Straight Outta Compton captures something that everybody, every human at some point in their life, other than maybe Donald Trump, has had.
Even he needed a small loan of $1 million.
Yeah, I know, right?
We've all gone through that moment of losing family, of losing money, of not having a job, of not knowing if your house is up. And it's cool to connect on the same level as these guys who ended up becoming famous rap stars. And for me, that's what set it apart from the other ones. It was being able to realize their struggles and compare it to mine and my friends, my family's, etc. That's why I personally think that Straight Outta Compton was better.
All right, Andy, what did you got to say for me?
All right. Well, for Mad Max, I think it's just what a great action movie should be, because a lot of movies these days, you know, they rely on CGI or just the simple little action scene that doesn't really have much tension to it. But this one just delivers on every single level, and the fact that they could and the fact that they show this through very little dialogue and somehow have so much more emotion through the characters, it's just you come out of it wanting so much. You come out of it so excited, so enthralled to just realize that you just watched like probably one of the best action movies of this decade.
And one last thing for Star Wars, Brad.
Star Wars is quickly becoming one of the most watched movies at the box office. It deals with these themes of coming of age, which is universal the way Straight Outta Compton's themes are. It has those great special effects, the way that Mad Max has. And one of the most beloved scenes of all time and one of the most emotional scenes of all time is, I think, will probably be that last scene between Ben and Han Solo.
All right. Very good. Very productive conversation, you guys. This is great. I'm so glad I don't have to edit this down to 5 minutes anymore. all right. Here's my thoughts on some stuff. All right. Straight Outta Compton. Like I said, I didn't see it, but I have heard it was very well acted. So I'll give it that. Mad Max. Cool thing about the special effects. George Miller shot everything so that all the action was in the center.
Exactly.
Every time
so you there
was
see
an
everything.
Action shot.
I didn't know that. That's
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah, so he did that. And I was sore after I saw Mad Max in the theater because I was like tense in my chair the entire time I was watching that because it was a 2-hour chase.
It's a wild ride.
It was a 2-hour chase scene. So, yes. And Star Wars, oh my goodness.
The entire package.
I've seen it 4 times now, and I love it every time. I cry every time I watch it. And it is definitely a box office success. It also does the special effects thing. And arguably, I'd say the most emotional scene in the movie was the very last scene with Rey and Luke.
Oh.
Because Luke doesn't say anything. And he like expresses like 15 different emotions in one shot, and it's beautiful.
As does Rey, though, and it's
but
that acting,
it's very well. They're all very well done. But as they say, there can only be one. So now the really extremely difficult part for me is I have to pick.
Yeah. Take your time. It's okay. You don't have to edit this. So.
I do not have to edit this, but I would like to get it done before it hits 20 minutes.
It also doesn't make for great podcasting if he just goes,
I might edit that out. However,
really?
I'm actually going to give it to Andy this time.
What?
No.
Nonsense. I want to recap. Yeah. I want to recap.
Yeah, this doesn't add up.
And this is why. This is why. He knows. This is why. Because Andy really took advantage of, like, he attacked most of you guys of this round. So
that's true. You kept us on the defense.
He did. So that's why I'm going to give it to Andy. And thank you guys for participating. We're going to do this again next week. And I'll send a text when this gets online. So thank you for participating. And this was the first round of
Cinema Wars.
Can I just say one thing?
What's your one thing?
One thing. Andy, congratulations, and may the Force be with everybody who is listening.
Booyah! The battle is done, but the war is far from over. Tune in next week for the next engagement here on Cinema Central.